This is WBUR's All Things Considered. Good afternoon. I'm Deborah Becker. This past weekend may have been life-changing for 23-year-old Guillerme Alsunson, or Gilly, as his friends call him. Friday night, Gilly was at his job at Russo's Supermarket in Watertown as the store was preparing to hold a holiday concert for its shoppers the next day. Gilly offered to do a sound check, so started to sing in the microphones. Some of his coworkers thought he was lip-syncing. One of them began to cry, realizing that Gilly has a passion and a talent for singing. So Gilly was invited to sing at the store's weekend concerts, and his performance went viral on social media. Gilly spent today fielding national and local media interview requests and offers to sing at events around Boston. He says he's amazed by all this attention. He came to the U.S. from his native Brazil just 2 years ago to go to college. When we met up with him at Russo's today, we asked what happened last Friday when the singer's manager was setting up for the concert.
And then he was doing sound check and he was alone. So I offered my help, like if he wanted me to sing a song and he could like equalize the sound. And then Tony called everybody that was working at the time to come watch me. And we were already closed. And then he talked if I could sing on Saturday and Sunday with them, like a couple songs. And then I sang on Saturday first, and then they posted a video on Facebook.
Are you shocked?
Oh, I'm really shocked because, like, I was a professional singer in Brazil, like, for a few years. When I moved to the United States, I stopped singing. I sing only karaoke a few times. I never thought, like, this would happen for me singing at work, you know, in a grocery store. So it was just...
It's like America's Got Talent in a grocery store, right?
Exactly.
So you were a professional singer in Brazil?
Yes. I used to sing in bars, restaurants. I played musicals. In 2012, I played the Phantom of the Opera. I was the Phantom. I've never had, like, training. I had the choir training for the Phantom, you know, but it was never, like, coach and me.
And how long have you been here?
In the United States, it's been 2 years and 4 months, I guess.
And why did you come here?
I was invited to study at Dixie State University in Utah, and it got too expensive, and my family could not help me. So I decided to move to Boston, because I found a school that is cheaper.
So now what do you think is going to happen now that you've had all of this attention?
I honestly don't know what to expect. I would love like to start music in the music business because, well, I've done that in Brazil and it was the happiest time of my life, let's say that. And when I sang here on Saturday, I had feelings that I haven't had in a long time, and I know it's what I love to do. I have never given up in this dream, but I didn't think something would happen here in the United States, you know.
Would you feel comfortable singing?
Yeah.
What would you sing for me?
I have a hallelujah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, how about
okay.
That?
Okay, okay. I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do ya? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
That's Guillerme Alsunson, or Gilly, singing Alleluia, along with the Rufus Wainwright version, which we're going out on. To see a video of Gilly singing, go to WBUR.org.
I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not a victory march. It's a cone and it's